Good evening. You're listening to WXYC on 89.3 FM, broadcasting from Chapel Hill. It's the last Wednesday of the month, and it's 9 PM, which means that it's the Global Music Show. This evening, the show is sponsored by the Centre for Slavic, Eurasian and Eastern European Studies. And the show's title is A Short History of Our Rebellions, three takes on music from Eastern Europe. And I've got three guests here with me this evening who I'm going to be talking to individually. But without further ado, I'm going to move on and play a couple of tunes from this evening's set. And there'll be somebody talking to me about these tunes in a short while. Thanks for listening. Keep listening. This is WXYC and the Global Music Show.
Thank you.
You're listening to WXYC. This is the Global Music Show on 89.3 FM. This evening's show is A Short History of Our Rebellions. And I've got three guests here with me in the studio, the first of whom is going to start speaking to me any moment now. Good evening, sir. Welcome to the Global Music Show. Hello, and sir. Who might you be?
I'm Adi. I'm the student in the MA program at the Center for Slavic, East European and Eurasian Studies. I'd like to thank you first for hosting us. I would like to thank the Center for asking us to put together this show. You just heard two songs from two somewhat different bands belonging to the same music scenes in the early 80s in the former Yugoslavia. The first band was Idoli, a band from Belgrade, and the second band was somewhat quintessential band from Zagreb, Prvo Kazalište. Both bands are considered instrumental to what is today known as Novi Val, the new wave, that formed in the early 1980s in Yugoslavia. The music was the whole movement was interesting for a couple of reasons. First, it didn't stand out so much globally. I mean, for Yugoslavia, it was very novel. But there were two, new waves all over the world around the time. But what made this music special for Yugoslavia was first the bands and the audience belonged to a generation that grew up in a relatively prosperous decade of Yugoslavia's short existence, the 70s and beginning of the 80s, they were largely concentrated in urban centers, primarily in Zagreb, which is today the capital of Croatia, and Belgrade, which is today the capital of Serbia. And it was a time when the two capitals, or these two urban centers, saw an increased cultural interaction of all sorts, and music was part of that. And a lot of these bands ended up producing together, inspiring each other, and so that's sort of like a very short summary of what was happening. I think we'll spend the rest of my segment at least listening to three more bands.
The bands that we've just heard, do they continue to this day? Do they still exist?
The first band, they don't. They actually split up only after 4 years. Second band, yeah, but their music has changed significantly. Right. They don't sound anything like this anymore. So this was.
Does their music remain? Well. I say, does it remain political? Was the content, the lyrical content of this music heavily political?
Thanks, that's a great question. Actually, it wasn't at all. A lot of these bands did not use music to express any sort of social or political protests.
Okay.
And what we're going to hear tonight are mostly only bands that sort of represent more of the mainstream wing of that new wave.
Okay.
So the music was not used at all.
Okay.
Express any kind of political
distinction. Right. Well, should we move on and hear the next cut? So what we've got coming up next? What's the next?
So we're coming up with a band called Haustor, another band, important band from Zagreb, and their founder Darko Rundek, who is still around today, producing music with a different band, however. And after that, we're going to hear from two bands, Ekaterina Velka or Ekaterina II, at the time when this song was recorded from their first studio album. It's a band from Belgrade, and we'll follow up with a song from Charlo Krobata, which was a really important band, and they only released one album, however, a very influential album. And the reason why these two bands are important because the founder of both bands, Milan Mladenovic, is probably the most legendary figure to emerge from Novi Val, the Yugoslav New Wave, and continues to be a great influence on today's generations, to musicians and the audience.
Okay. Well, thanks for all that information. Thanks for being here. Yeah, you are listening to the Global Music Show this evening on WXYC. And without any more chat from me, I'm going to carry on with some more music. Thanks for listening. Please keep listening. This is the Global Music Show on WXYC.
iznad grada, danas je taj dan. Danas je parada, iz ulice lete njena crna kola. Ova noć je spremna za nas, ali vuci, nestaćemo brzo.
Pitam za da se vidim sa, pa čekam da i mislim da je, kažu da ne prepoznaju. Thank you. pitam za da se vidim sa, pa čekam da i mislim da je, kažu da ne prepoznaju me.
Okay. girl, what you gonna be? She knows something, but she can't say, alright. Yeah, yeah. Alright. Tell you mama, tell you pop, I can see you back in my hands, so alright. Give it all your life, give it all your life.
Kdy mi hlavou bleskne, úryvek písně teskne, někdy mi hlavou kmitne, vzpomínka na lásku bytne,
ta moje bytná
se neodbytná, kladla mi při mytí podlahy, bylo jste nástrahy,
nebyla vnadná,
pomoc byla snadná, nebyla jste chutní na krátko. Říkat jí pohádko,
točila se kolem mne plná šarmu, ať se zpravoval světlo či karmu, usilovala o 106, o mou čest. Víte si pitnou, vyknou, když ji černé váši chytnou, o, nedivte se, že je mi dnes domovem krikský les.
Ať jsem zpravoval světlo či karmu, usilovala o 106, o mou čest. Chyťte si pitnou, když černé váže chytnou, o, nedivte se, že je mi dnes domovem krišský les.
Good evening, you're listening to WXYC. On 89.3 FM, it's Wednesday evening, it's the last Wednesday of the month, so this is the Global Music Show. I'm Tim Carlos, the host this evening. And this evening's show is called A Short History of Our Rebellions, three takes on music from Eastern Europe. And I'm now going to be talking to one of my three guests this evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
And thank you very much for being here. Can you tell me, and our listeners, what we've just been listening to?
Yeah. First of all, my name is Rosa, and I am also an MA student in Russian Eastern European Studies, and thank you so much for having us here tonight. I will be giving a very brief tour of Czechoslovak big beat in the 1960s, although that first song is actually Hungarian, also a song that was referred to as big beat. Beat was basically used because the term rock and roll was considered too subversive under communist authority, and it spanned a huge number of genres, actually, some sort of more mainstream than others, but all in some form or another involved some type of subversive element. So.
Right. And so coming up, we've got the next track is a reading of Roll Over Beethoven, yeah? Is that right?
Yes. That will be Mickey Volek, who is one of the most famous Czech big beat characters. He was a pretty big deal. He was kind of considered an Elvis-like character in the beginning of this, in like between 60 and in 64, 65, and he was really well known for covering American rock hits.
Right, and does his career continue today?
Well, no, he recently passed away. It continued throughout. He sort of, after 68, the music scene changed pretty considerably after the Soviet invasion,
right.
And his music became less interesting as far as I'm concerned. But yeah, he's one of the artists, one of the Czech big beat artists that sort of kept playing music after 68.
Okay. And outside of the country, I mean, did he tour anywhere else in the world, or was it?
No, primarily within Czechoslovakia.
Okay.
And just a quick note, the first or the second song that we heard was Sputnici, and they were considered the first big beat band. They formed in 1959 in Prague. They were all high school students.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, thank you very much for that information. Is there anything else I need to know before we move on with Roll Over Beethoven?
No. Yeah, we'll listen to that song, and then we'll listen to a couple others, which I will explain afterwards.
Thank you very much. You're listening to the WXYC, our 89.3 FM, broadcasting from Chapel Hill. This is the Global Music Show. This evening, the show is called A Short History of Our Rebellions. And here comes Roll Over Beethoven.
Mickey Volek.
Chuck Berry. Roll Over Beethoven. Write a little letter, gonna mail it to my local DJ. Yeah, jump in the record, I want my jacket to play. Roll over Beethoven, kind of rhythm game today. You know my temperature's arrived and the two-four-four in the blues. My heart beat the rhythm and my soul to the singing of blues. Roll over Beethoven, take a course to the news. I got a rocket pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. Woo! I got a roll in the ground, it's looking down when I'm on my heels. Roll over the toll and dig it in the rhythm and blues. Well, if you like it, look at your load and the reel and rock it. Roll it over then the blue one of just a thrill for fun and the reel and rock it. Roll over the toll and dig it in the rhythm and blues.
Yeah. Then you feel like it. Put your love in a real rocket. Roll it over to the moon. I'm just a thrill for a real rocket. One in order, roll over Beethoven. I think this rhythm is blues. Roll over Beethoven. 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 Roll over Beethoven.
Thank you.
Good evening, it's 9:41 and you're listening to WXYC on 89.3 FM and this is the Global Music Show, a short history of our rebellions. So, can you tell me a little bit about what we've just been listening to?
Yeah, we just listened to a band called The Matadors, which is a well-known beat, freak beat band from the mid-60s. That was a band called, or a song called Old Mother Hubbard, which is a real treat. It's on the flip side to their most famous song, which is Get Off That Tree. It's probably one of the most famous songs that came out of the sort of Czech beat scene in the 1960s. Before that, we listened to a Slovak band called the Beatmen from Bratislava. They formed in 1963, and that song was...
The Enchanted Life.
The Enchanted Life, yes. and that was recorded in 1965. The Beatmen only recorded 4 songs, but they were very influential in the beat scene in the 60s.
Okay. Do you know much about what the facilities and what if there was a structure, you know, were they able to record the stuff there, or did they have to go?
They were able to record. That changed after 1968. This next song that we're going to listen to is Plastic Peoples of the Universe, which is one of the most famous post-68 bands that were entirely underground. This is Paul Wilson reciting Tiger, William Blake's Tiger.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you very much. This is the Global Music Show on WXYC. Thanks for listening. Keep listening.
Thank you.
Good evening. This is the Global Music Show on WXYC, broadcasting on 89.3 FM. So this evening's Global Music Show is titled A Short History of Our Rebellions, Three Takes on Music from Eastern Europe. And I'm about to talk to my third and final guest for the evening. Good evening. Thank you for being here. Who are you?
Hi, Tim. My name is Kirill. I'm the interim librarian for Slavic and East European Resources here at UNC. Thank
Welcome.
You for having me. It's really
Welcome.
Nice to be here.
I'm very glad that you are here. Yeah, incidentally, the sponsor of this evening's show is the Center for Slavic, Eurasian and East European Studies. Sorry, please carry on.
So we just heard from Uzhme Doma, which is a nice transition from the previous track by the great Czech dissident band, Plastic People of the Universe. Uzhme Doma was another dissident band that started out in 85 in a small town of Teplice in the north of Czechoslovakia. And the situation in Czechoslovakia in the 80s and also in the Soviet Union in the 80s was quite a bit different from the one that Adi described earlier in Yugoslavia, whereas in Yugoslavia there was a music industry, bands' records were released and they could play shows fairly freely and they got radio time in Czechoslovakia and Soviet Union. This sort of music was more or less forbidden and sometimes outlawed altogether.
Oh, right, okay.
In the Soviet Union, after the death of Brezhnev in 82, there was actually laws requiring bands to, like, register with the local authorities, and their music had to be approved by local bureaucrats, and their lyrics had to be approved, and that was the only way they could legally perform concerts. So it sort of spawned a big underground culture. And although a lot of their songs were not necessarily political in nature, just like the songs that Adi played earlier in the evening, the fact that they were forbidden and outlawed sort of made them great.
Right.
They just by nature of being forbidden, they became just playing them became a political act.
Right.
Which I think is a pretty interesting.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we got coming up next? Who are we going
to... All right, so next we're going to move out of the Czech land, and we're going to move into the Soviet Union. We're going to hear from a band called Zvuky Mu from Moscow. An unusual band with an unusual name. I think the name comes from sort of a shortened version of... The movie Sounds of Music was very popular in Russia at the time. So this is a Russian translation of Sounds of Music, except the... truncate the last part of the title, so it's like Sounds of Moo.
Okay. Wow. And when would this particular track would have been recorded? When's this from?
This is from 87.
Okay. Well, without further ado, let's play, get as much music as we can in before we reach the 10
Sounds
o'clock.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you. And this is the Global Music Show on WXYC. Thanks for listening. Please keep listening.
Oh, вітер, ніде чорний птах не пролітав. Дивився землю, а сівав там яблука. Там чорне дерево стояло без листів, без життя. Казало серце, що знайти тебе я мушу. Блукав, то клопоту не мав, то часом гіркий буває похід, але ти там, звісно, бажана там, конечно, там і там я вірю, стріну не покину.
Good evening once again. So it's just a minute or so after 10, and this is WXYC on 89.3 FM. This is the Global Music Show, and we're just running over by a few minutes this evening just to get everything in that we wanted to get in. The show this evening has been sponsored by the Centre for Slavic, Eurasian and East European Studies. The show's been called A Short History of Our Rebellions, Three Takes on Music from Eastern Europe. And I've thoroughly enjoyed being here. I'm very grateful for my three guests this evening. The third of which is just going to give us a little bit of information about the music we've just been listening to and tell us about the final song, and then we're going to be gone. But thanks, as ever, for listening. Please keep listening to WXYC. If you've got any questions or comments, 919-962-8989. And, sir, please.
Thank you, Tim. So we started this out with Zvuki Mu in a track called Remont, and Zvuki Mu from Moscow. Next we had Vopliva da Plyasova from Kiev, Ukraine, with a track called Carmen. And after that, Grazhdanskaya Barona, translated to Civil Defense, a seminal punk band from Omsk in far in Siberia, with a track called Mertvi Sezon. And our final track will be from a band from Tallinn in Estonia, Russian-speaking band called Nizhdali, and not sure how to pronounce this track, but let's go right into it.
Okay, thanks very much. Again, this is WXYC 89.3 FM, and this is the Global Music Show. And thanks for listening.